Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, and we love all of our firefighters here at K-Frog, but we only like this gentleman, this firefighter. Tim Carr from Culver City Fire. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. And just kidding, man. I love you. You know that.
I know you do.
So today marks an anniversary. Yesterday, we paid respect to the 12 lives lost at the Borderline shooting. Today, I mean, if you remember a year ago, was the Woolsey fire, same area affected, and you're actually from the Thousand Oaks area, correct?
That is correct. I've lived there my whole life.
Man, how's your community doing a year later?
You know, it's funny because you asked, well, I just had a conversation with my wife, do we take our sticker off the back of our car that says Thousand Oaks Strong? And you're not seeing those stickers come down. And I think everybody still remembers, everybody still is affected by it between the shooting and the fires. And the community is just amazing. You know, there's a reason why I've lived there my whole life. It's the people that are around us. So we're doing good. You know, every day goes by, you see somebody that's been affected by it. Cody Kaufman umpired in my son's baseball league. And so it affected everybody in one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same with the Route 91 family. We still have our stickers up on our cars, too. Do you remember the specifics of the Woolsey fire?
I do. I it was such a long day in regards to getting phone calls at 4 in the morning asking if we were at the borderline, and then Sergeant Helis's procession to the hospital, which was right by my house. And then around 2 o'clock, I remember when the Hill fire broke out north of our area. And then I remember we got evacuated, and all of us were in one place. And I remember telling my friends, that Woolsey fire is going to be a monster. And I've lived there my whole life, and I remember fires that have burned in that area and then gone to the beach like it did. And it happened so fast. And I was evacuating my brother at 3 a.m. the next day, and it was 72 hours of chaos, pretty much.
Everybody knows that there is a fire season, but it seems like it's getting longer and longer and starting sooner. Is this going to be the new norm?
I think we've seen ever since the Springs fire in 2012 in Newbury Park, where in May you're having a fire that did what it did with the humidity, low humidity and the winds. You kind of started to realize that this is all the time. And about 8 years ago, we had a fire in Malibu on Christmas time. So it's all the time. There's no rhyme or reason to when it's going to happen. It's just weather dependent, and the fuels are so dry, and it seems like there's no break, really.
Well, for new listeners and new people to the area, now, granted, we can't prevent anything as far as power lines go and the brush, you know, the counties need to clear that out. But what can we do as citizens to prevent all these fires?
I think prevention-wise, I think it's really more about being ready to leave versus, you know, prevention. Sometimes, like you said, you can't prevent these, but the Ready, Set, Go system that's been set up within the fire departments, every local fire department has it. It talks about being prepared to leave, grabbing your things, and getting ready when the time comes. And that's the biggest thing. And I've talked to you about this before, David. It's we need to get in. And if people wait to get out and there's a log jam of traffic, it makes it almost impossible to get in and protect homes. So that's the biggest thing to us, is be ready to go, leave when you're asked, and it makes a more efficient operation for all of us.
From the Culver City Fire Department, Timothy Carr. Tim Carr, man, I love you to death, and I'm looking forward to seeing you Monday, Veterans Day, for Sergeant Ron Helis's beer reveal out in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, Tarantula Hill Brewing Company is a new spot up by us, and it's a great popular spot, doing a great thing. They named a beer after his call sign, and I'm guessing there'll be a lot of first responders out there honoring him and just a lot of people in the community. So, 3 o'clock on Monday, Tarantula Hill in Thousand Oaks.
Firefighter Tim, I'm buying the beer, all right, especially if they're free.
We'll be there. Yeah, exactly. It's easy when it's free.
See you 3 p.m. Monday in Thousand Oaks.
And thank you for all you do.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.